From NPR and WBEZ Chicago, this is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. I'm Carl Castle, and here's your host at the Oklahoma City Civic Center in Oklahoma City, Oklahoma, Peter Sagal.
Thank you, Carl. Thank you, everybody. Thank you, everybody. You are a generous folk, you Oklahomans. Great to see you. This is our first visit to Oklahoma, and we love it. The people are so nice. And we love the local. Yes, you are. We love the local products, fresh steaks and crude oil sauce. And like everybody else that's been coming here, you know, you show up in Oklahoma and you start humming the songs to the musical. Like, Oklahoma, okay. And we're like, that's not good enough. No. You know what this place is? This is Great Oklahoma. We're happy to be here. Wherever we are, we're always happy to hear from you, so give us a call. The number is 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. It's time to welcome our first listener contestant. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, this is Marielle Sykes-Clark from New York City, New York.
Hey, how are things in New York City?
Very beautiful.
I'm glad to hear it. I'm going to say not as beautiful as it is in Oklahoma. And I am not going to torment you by telling you about the rents here. Mario, let me introduce you to our panel. First, say hello to a television personality and contributor to CBS Sunday Morning, Mr. Mo Rocca, right there.
Hi, Marielle.
Next, it's a deputy editor and a blogger for the Houston Chronicle, Ms. Kiri O'Connor. And lastly, a writer for the Boston Globe magazine and author of the book Idiot America, Mr. Charlie Pierce.
Hi, Marielle.
Marielle, great to have you with us. You are going to start us off, of course, with Who's Carl This Time. Carl Castle will recreate three quotes from the week's news. Your job, correctly identify or explain just two of them. Do that, you'll win our prize. Carl's voice on your home answering machine. You ready to go?
I will do my best.
All right, here we go. Here's your first quote.
Break out the champagne. It's over.
That was Kevin Spack of Newser.com. He was celebrating, maybe ironically, some great economic news. What is now officially over?
The recession?
Yes, exactly right. The recession.
I'm glad to hear it.
Yeah, no, it's great, everybody. Great news. The recession ended last year, or so says the National Bureau of Economic Research, which apparently gets to decide these things. So stop your whining. You can't say anymore, it's the economy, stupid. Now it's you, stupid. The fact that an obscure group of experts gets to make these determinations that have no bearing in reality explains a lot. These presumably are the same guys who also determined that the Dallas Cowboys are America's team. Sandra Bullock is America's sweetheart. And beef is what's for dinner.
How did they keep this secret for so long? With the internet, everything gets out these days so quickly.
They didn't want people to get overly excited.
Right.
It's all good news. Of course, the recession being over. Not entirely, though. You can't use the recession as an excuse anymore, you slackers. No more, the recession ate my homework. No more, not tonight, honey, consumer spending is soft.
I can't believe I slept through the end of the recession. I blame Ambien.
Yeah. Someday our kids will say, where were you when the recession ended? And we're like, we didn't know. Nobody told us.
I did like the picture of the guy in Times Square kissing the nurse, though.
That was really great.
That was very cool. Yeah.
Yeah, he just wanted health care.
Yeah. Marielle, here is your next quote.
Who doesn't regret the 80s to some extent?
That was GOP Senate candidate in Delaware, Christine O'Donnell. She was trying to laugh off revelations that in the 80s, she, quote, dabbled into what?
Witchcraft?
Indeed.
Wicked witchcraft.
And
I was doing the Sinatra. You were doing the TV show. Yeah. You got to get this acting.
It's very confusing.
So Bill Maher released a video of Ms. O'Donnell's appearance on his show back when, and when she was talking about her, quote, dabbling into witchcraft when she was a teenager. So with this video, it now is the first time witchcraft has been an issue in a Senate race since before the original Tea Party. So she then goes on Sean Hannity, and she's talking about it. She sort of dismisses it. She blamed it on the excesses of the 80s, we presume the 1680s. that's why she looks so youthful. But we don't understand this. This is witchcraft, and she's blaming the 80s. It's like some people snorted coke, some wore leg warmers, some worshipped the great horned god. You know what it was like.
Look, let's not be narrow-minded about this. The Republican Party is a big cauldron party.
Yeah.
It can accommodate a lot of different candidates. I keep thinking, like, are you a good witch or a bad witch? I'm a Tea Party witch. No, I'm kidding. I think this makes her a much more interesting candidate. She is against same-sex marriage unless both the spouses are warlocks.
Yes.
Then it's okay.
All right. Here is your last quote.
I want to bring some rock to this roller coaster.
That was Aerosmith lead singer Steven Tyler speaking at a news conference on Wednesday. He'll be joining Jennifer Lopez on what televised roller coaster this fall?
American Idol.
Right. Very good, Mary. You're good at this. So American Idol lost Simon Cowell at the end of last season, which is a little bit like hell losing Lucifer. In fact, we understand that hell did lose Lucifer and Simon is taking over. Anyway, desperate to revitalize the series, the producers added Steven Tyler, known for leading Aerosmith and for his fine Corinthian face, and Jennifer Lopez, who fulfills the diva quotient for the show. And at the last minute, they announced a surprise fourth judge, J-Lo's butt. The new judges may have excellent taste, they may be photogenic, but they're not mean, which was the whole point. That's what made Simon so great and the show so compelling. I mean, a great panel for American Idol would be like Randy Jackson, J-Lo, and a downed power line. Ryan, don't touch the judge! Oh, no! Carl, how did Mariel do in our show?
Mariel did very well, Peter. 3 correct answers. So, Mariel, you win our prize.
Well done. Congratulations, Mariel!